కరుణాసిన్ దీన బంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకం రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే నమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసవి గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. So I would like to welcome everyone this evening for this very auspicious occasion of Shri Balaram Jayanti. I would like to begin with reading three verses from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srila Prabhupada's purport to that. This is Adi Leela, chapter 5. The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram, text 8, 9 and 10. Shri Balarama Gosai Mula Sankarshan Pancharupa Dhari Karena Krishnera Sevan. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshan. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. आपने करे न कृष्ण लीला रसहाय सृष्टि लीला कार्य करे धरी चारकाय. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna and he does the work of creation in four other forms.
सृष्टि अधिक सेवातार आज्ञा रपालन शेष रूपे करे कृष्णेर विविध सेवन.
He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarshan. Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms: మహాసంకర్షన్, కారణోదకశాయి, గర్భోదకశాయి, క్షీరోదకశాయి అండ్ శేషం. దిస్ ఫైవ్ ప్లీనరీ పోర్షన్స్ ఆర్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ బోత్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ అండ్ ద మెటీరియల్ కాస్మిక్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్స్. ఇన్ దిస్ ఫైవ్ ఫార్మ్స్ లార్డ్ బలరామ్ అసిస్ట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ హిస్ యాక్టివిటీస్. ద ఫస్ట్ ఫోర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆర్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ ద కాస్మిక్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్స్, whereas Shesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Shesha is called Ananta or unlimited because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Shri Balaram is the servitor Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead, Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. On such days, it is quite difficult to speak because practically most of the devotees have over the years either read or heard or spoken probably of the glories of Lord Balaram. Though it is said that the glories of Lord Ananta is also Ananta, but still we are like small birds and the glories of the Lord is like the sky, unlimited sky. We can only go according to our capacity. But the reason why we come together on such auspicious days is to celebrate the appearance and the mercy of these great personalities upon all the living entities, develop gratitude in our heart for their wonderful contribution and pray that we may develop appreciation and respect for what they have contributed and thus get a drop of their mercy, which is actually enough to perfect our lives. So I try to machitta madgata prana bodhayanta paraspar. This is one of the injunctions in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the nature of devotees. They come together. They need some excuse to come together. Bodhayantah parasparam. They inspire each other by sharing their thoughts. Kathayantah chamam nityam. And by glorifying amongst one another. Tushyanti charamantija. This is how the devotees find satisfaction and pleasure. And having developed this higher level of satisfaction and pleasure, someday we will all be able to say no to the lower pleasures which since time immemorial has drawn us into this material world. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanmaneti mameti sojjana. Arjun, one who knows the transcendental nature of my birth and activities in essence, in truth, tattvatah, such a person upon giving up the body does not return back to this world but attains to my abode. So what does it mean to know Krishna tattvatah? Practically it is impossible. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatatam visiddhanam kaschid vetimam tattvatah. Amongst billions of living entities, rarely one endeavors for perfection. And amongst such thousands, rarely one sudurlabha, very rare somebody to understand Krishna tattvatah. But the same the Lord, when he descended in Kali Yuga, as Pancha Tattva, through Pancha Tattva to know Krishna Tattvatah is actually very easy. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins, because that is Krishna five in one, not five in one, six in one. All the tattvas come together and perfectly situated how they are connected to the Supreme Lord. Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktan, Isham, Isha Avatarakan, Tat Prakashamscha, Tat Shaktihi, Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam, Bhakta Avataram, Bhaktakhyam, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Just like, to really know the king, you have to know the kingdom he has, the vastness of the kingdom, the treasury he has, the soldiers he has, what is the big, how big is his palace, how many queens he has, how many children, whatever, everything. The more you know about the paraphernalia, his energies, you can begin to appreciate the king in truth. Similarly, Krishna doesn't mean alone. We never worship Krishna alone in Gaudiya Sampradaya. We worship Krishna along with his energies. Either with his cow or with Srimati Radharani or with cowherd boys. Not alone. So, that is impersonal. So, Vande Gurun. Guru is also manifestation and the representation of Krishna. Guru Tattva, that Guru is only one. Whoever inspires us to get connected. Isha Bhaktan, devotees are also manifestations of Krishna's energy. Isham, the Lord Himself. Ish Avatarakan, all His various avatars, Keshava, Dhrita, Dashavida Rupa, millions of Rupa. As there are unlimited waves in the ocean, so many avataras. Avatarahi asankheyaha. Hare Radbhuta Karmana. Avatar, Tat Prakashamsya, and all His expansions in the spiritual world. Tat Shaktihi, all His energies. Internal energy, external energy, marginal energy, all His energy. All of these in truth, when we know, that is knowing Krishna Tattvata. That is knowing Krishna Tattvata. Then a person can see Krishna everywhere and see everything in Krishna. And therefore, unless we know Krishna through the Pancha Tattva, it is very difficult to know Krishna Tattvata. Mahaprabhu has been very merciful. The same Lord Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with His associates. All the expansions of the spiritual world are represented by Nityananda Prabhu. The Guru Tattva represented by Nityananda Prabhu, who is none other than Balaram. All the incarnations represented by Advaitacharya. All the energies represented by Gadadhar Pandit. And His Vibhinnamsha Jiva Tattva represented by Shivas. So through Pancha Tattva you can know Krishna Tattvata. And what are the process that they teach? Bhaktya Mam Avijanati Yavanyascha Asmi Tattvatah. They teach the process of pure devotional service, which is the only way to understand Krishna Tattvatah. So, today we are sitting here to hear the glories of Lord Balaram, who is the first manifestation. Very interesting. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva starts right at the beginning when Krishna expands Him to Balaram. Absolutely no difference, but still there is big difference. Actually, there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna, but there is a vast difference between Balaram and Krishna. Doesn't it make sense? But it makes very clear sense if you know Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Because there, Balaram is the first expansion, but He has only two functions. He has expanded as a servant of Krishna. His mood is simply to serve and to assist the Lord in His pastimes. He's Krishna, but in the mood of a servant, and the only focus of assisting the Lord in His pastimes. Krishna is unlimited. He wants unlimited enjoyment. So for unlimited enjoyment, you need unlimited resources. And who can give unlimited resources unless Krishna Himself expands? So the whole spiritual world is an expansion of Balaram. So for the srishti, for a creation, sankarshana karanato yashai garbho dashai chapayo bhishai sheshasya yasyam shakalasanitya nandakhya ramam sharanam mamastu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in 5 verses, beginning with just first verse, glorifies the actual power of Balaram. The first expansion is Balaram. He, as Mahasankarshan, expands into the whole spiritual world. Whole spiritual world. Billions of Vaikuntha planet is expansion of Sankarshan. Through so many expansions, so many various, and all are individuals. All are eternal. All are almost same as Krishna in Tattvatah. Then same Balaram expands as కారణోదకశాయి విష్ణు ఫర్ క్రియేటింగ్ దిస్ హోల్ బిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ యూనివర్సెస్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ క్రియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పోర్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ హెయిర్ మిలియన్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఎంటర్స్ యాజ్ గర్భోదకశాయి విష్ణు ఇన్ ఈచ్ యూనివర్స్ and creates everything and then enters as paramatma as kshirodaksha in every the first time I read this my confusion was all the avatars are coming from advaita is non different from mahavishnu and mahavishnu is an expansion of nityananda he is non different so advaita is nityananda nityananda is advaita or what is it all of this is that 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1. The day we understand that we just cannot understand Krishna, we are beginning to understand. Actually, that is inconceivable. Achintya. He is achintya. As long as we try to capture Krishna, like frog in the well, we will be failure. But we use our best intelligence to understand that we can't understand. Fully convinced that we can never understand. But if Krishna wants, he can make you understand that you can never understand. So what do? Just fall in love. That's all. I don't understand, but I understand one thing. You are the enjoyer, you are the proprietor, you are my only well-wisher. And to show example how to serve, he expands as Balaram. Therefore, really, without Balaram's mercy, we will never know how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna, how to satisfy Krishna. I was thinking, if Nityananda Balaram were to come today and look at Kali Yuga right now at this stage, what would he do and what strategy he will give us for preaching? Because Nityananda Prabhu only thinks of preaching. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiyache Nam Hata Jivera Karan. Balaram ji takes as a best servant takes the mood of the master. If Krishna comes to enjoy, he assists him in his enjoyment. When Krishna comes to distribute, he comes as a supreme distributor. Same exact mood. Not only mood, ser to sava ser. If master is ser, then servant is sava ser. If Lord has come in the more magnanimous mood, he is super magnanimous. So that is the mood. It is not difficult to imagine what Nityananda Prabhu or Balaram would do if he were to actually come today. We don't need to speculate. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Yadyapi Amar Guru Chaitanya Radas తథాపి జానియే ఆమి తహార ప్రకాశ్ ఆల్దో యద్యపి అమార్ గురు చైతన్యర దాస్ హీ ద సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ బట్ తథాపి జానియే ఆమి తహార ప్రకాశ్ హీ ఇస్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ సో హీ ఇస్ ఎ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ హీ అసిస్ట్స్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ హిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ వాజ్ థింకింగ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ so easy to understand when an empowered personality empowered by Balaram comes on the order of Balaram ji, empowered by Lord Balaram, understanding the desire of Lord Balaram, and establishes a system for receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna, then we can begin to appreciate Balaram in essence. And since this also happens to be the 50th year of the establishment of this ISKCON society, I was trying to kind of connect Balaram's mercy with Srila Prabhupada's mercy. That is what I thought of discussing today briefly. Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami, and when he took him around Navadvip, he expressed, very soon a wonderful temple will manifest through which service to Lord Gauranga will spread in all the directions. And very soon a commander-in-chief of the army of Lord Chaitanya will appear to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Prithivitaya Chaitanya Nagaradigram, for which even Nityananda Prabhu established his Namahatta. Patiya Che Namahatta Jivera Kara. So I would like to briefly discuss that part. So I was reading the seven purposes of ISKCON. If you actually read the seven purposes the founder, when he established, we understand he is representative of Balaram. He has come to execute the desire of Balaram. He is empowered by Balaram. So he knows the heart of Balaramji. The heart is here. He has exhibited. Actually, ISKCON is nothing but the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, exhibited by Lord Nityananda, who is the best servant, knows how to serve Chaitanya. And therefore, if you understand the seven purposes clearly, especially in this particular year, 50th year of its, manifestation, and try to understand, we will exactly know how to please Lord Nityananda. What exactly Nityananda Prabhu wants? What Lord Balaramji wants? And actually how we can, in the mood of servant of the servant, assist him. Recently, a few days back, His Grace Damodar Prabhu, read out the whole seven purposes and stated one statement that Prabhupada made to some of his disciples. He said, not a moment should we be without ISKCON thoughts. Not a moment should we be without ISKCON thoughts. This is my request of you. So how can we be ISKCON thoughts, which is actually Krishna consciousness? So I would like to read the seven purposes and see how Balaramji personally executed it, how Prabhupada executed it, and how we could execute it. So the first purpose, this was July 13th, 1966. Srila Prabhupada in New York registered this society, incorporated. So the first, please listen to this little attentively, especially the seven purposes. This is Balaram's heart manifesting in letter, in words, black and white. To systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, and to educate people in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Here, few words need to be, because when you write the purpose crisp, every word is, it's like a, when you send a telegram or something, every word is valuable, you have to think. To systematically, first thing is you should have systems. If you don't have system, how can you systematically propagate? This was pointed out by Srila Prabhupada's disciples when we were studying this in Mayapur. To systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large. The first thing is knowledge. And to educate people in the techniques of spiritual life. Techniques. In order to check the imbalance of values in life. So knowledge, the techniques and values. Knowledge is the siddhanta. Technique means how to put that knowledge to become realization. That is sadhana. And value system is sad achar. What do we value in life? And how our values are in alignment with our etiquette, behavior, lifestyle, attitude. Some announcement. Sadhana, siddhanta. So first desire was to spread the knowledge. Everyone should know what is the goal of life. What we are. How to realize practically, that is sadhana. Prabhupada made it so easy. Chant the 16 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. Made it so simple. Simplified it actually. Sometimes while rendering service, you are put in a very awkward situation. Don't know what to do. And to achieve real unity and peace in the world. So I was thinking, how Srila Prabhupada first wrote his books, which gave us the Siddhanta. Now let us take Balaramji first of all. Now Balaramji also made sure the ultimately purpose of Siddhanta and sadhana is to have sadachar. When Balaramji was traveling all over during the time Kurukshetra war was going on, this is another aspect of Balaramji. Very inconceivable. He acted as a separatist. Krishna is telling something, you will do something opposite, totally. He is training Duryodhan how to fight. 3 years he trained Duryodhan. He was the one who suspected even Krishna. Samantak Mani, de dena, kyun leke tatara un log. He didn't participate at all in the Kurukshetra war. In fact, he wanted to marry his sister Subhadra to Duryodhan. What kind of a servant is he? How can he understand the heart of the Lord, assist in his pastime? Very inconceivable. When you keep a white diamond on a blue satin cloth, the white diamond is enhanced. Its beauty is enhanced, embellished. Similarly, Balaramji, by his inconceivable activities, makes Krishna's leela so exciting, so with a nail-biting finish. Will actually Arjuna will be able to kidnap Subhadra? Will he make it or not? Pakda jayega? Will he be beaten? What will happen? And Balaramji is telling, I'll kill that rascal. How can he take away? I'll just finish him. Krishna is specifying. That's all I don't. After all, did you see? Subhadra extended her hand to get into the chariot of Arjuna. Ichcha tha usko, chhod do usko. Very inconceivable. But anyway, Balaramji was traveling all over. During the time of Kurukshetra, he was traveling. Krishna was directly killing the asuras. But some asuras or asuric mentality people who were having the, as morning Nanda Dulal Prabhu very beautifully explained, dharma dvajis. Dvaja means they have dvaja of devotee representing dharma as sadhus. But they are actually not adhering to the principles. He was actually smashing them. His responsibility. He took what Krishna couldn't do. They are busy. He was doing that seva. So he went to Naimisharanya. And there he saw 88,000 sages sitting there. All powerful personalities. And Romaharshan Sutta is giving a lecture. As soon as he went, Romaharshan didn't get up. He took a grass. He killed him right on the Vyasasan. Didn't even allow him to get down. Anyway, he didn't get up at all. He was sticking to his Vyasasan. There itself he killed him. In this way establishing the one another principle of dharma, that all the knowledge and all the techniques are useless without, if it is not checking the imbalance in values. This he personally demonstrated by this particular pastime. I remember when Bhakti Shastri first exams were conducted here, you were also sitting there. Some were seeing stars at that time. Everything went blank. And at that time, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was asked to speak to them. And he spoke this verse. Balaramji's diagnosis. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyo Dhitya Bahunicha. Se Itihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Adantasya Avinitasya Vritha Panditamanina. Nagunaya Bhavantisma Natasya Vajitatmana. This person is the best possible qualification he has. Personal disciple of Vyasadeva. Studied Dharma Shastras, Puranas, Itihasas. Everything he knows on his fingertips. He's representing. But he doesn't have any qualities fit to actually occupy that place. Therefore, his sitting is just a nutter. A nutcase. He's simply an actor. Actor can perform very nice drama. But he's simply, sometimes children, they do Balotsav. They say, beautiful shlokas of Prahlad Maharaj. And you say, wow, so cute. Why? Because he also doesn't understand, we also don't understand. As long as we don't have to follow it. So, natasyaiva, simply speaking without realization, or without following it, without qualities. Similarly, even Srila Prabhupada in that same mood, of course he didn't take a grass and did physically, but through his words, with great humility, pranadapi sunichena, humbler than a blade of grass, but his words were so sharp, he would expose all the so-called spiritualists who in the name of spirituality are trying to cheat the public from pure devotional service, which is what Bhagavatam was meant for. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo. No kaitava dharma. Sometimes Balaram, as Lakshman, was a loyalist. As our Govind Prabhu made that statement. Sometimes he acted as a separatist. And as Nityananda, he acted as an extremist. And Prabhupada was all of it. He was a loyal person, no doubt about it. He understood the heart of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Absolute ascension thou has proved, impersonal calamity thou has moved. He attracted the heart. Wow, this person has really understood my heart. Like Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam, he understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya. He understood it. He received the special blessings and mercy. Therefore he could understand. He was a loyalist. He knew exactly what should be done. Sometimes he looked like a separatist, forming his own institution. It looked as if he was not cooperating. He wanted all his godbrothers to come and do it, assist him. And sometimes he used strong words, because he said, no, others will not know how to guide them. And sometimes he seemed an extremist, such kind of words he would use. Non-compromising mood. But all of this in the service of Krishna, to please Krishna. The second purpose, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second purpose. I repeat, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, what does it say in the Bhagavad Gita? Matta parataram na anyat kinchid astidha. There is no truth above and beyond me, Arjun. Aham sarvasya prabhu matta. I am the source of everything. Spiritual, material worlds emanate from me. What does the Bhagavatam say? Ete chamshakala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Non-compromisingly presenting Krishna as it is in the Bhagavad Gita and as it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada would not tolerate in the mood of Balaram, who would not tolerate if Krishna's position was compromised, even a bit. He wouldn't tolerate. It is described, one time Duryodhan had Swayamvar for his daughter Lakshmana. So, Krishna's son from Jambavati, his very dear son, Samba, he went and following in the footsteps of his father, he just picked up Lakshmana. As son, as father, so the son. He picked up Lakshmana, make her sit on the chariot, went right in front of all the Kauravas. The Pandavas are not there. They were in Indraprastha at that time. And Duryodhana is looking, hey, what happened? Where is the bride? Instantly they had a discussion. Bhishma was there. Dronacharya was there. Everyone was there. Nonsense. He just went away. Immediately they sent five people, Karna, Duryodhan and few others. And Bhishma said, don't worry, I'll come behind. Bhishma kami party hai. You go ahead. But Bhishma told, Samba has held the hand of Lakshmana. So nobody else will accept her because he had experience. Amba. Bole, gadbadi mat karna, usko marna mat. Jinda pakad ke lana usko. Whatever, capture him. Don't kill him. Baad mein mehenga padega. He was speaking deep words of realization. So capture him. So they went. Everyone went. Six of them attacked Samba. And Samba, when he saw, just like a lion becomes invigorated when he sees jackals, he stopped it. He said, Lakshmana, thoda side mein ho ja. I'll follow my father's footsteps. And he said, aajao. Can't imitate Krishna, of course. He did his best. He actually held them back. Can you imagine Karna, Duryodhan? He held all of them back. They couldn't do anything. Eventually, as just they had done with Abhimanyu, but this time they were a little soft. They covered him from behind. They just forced him out of the chariot, and they broke his bow. They broke his arrows. They broke, you know, everything and made him helpless. Captured him, tied him up, and along with Lakshmana, they brought him back and kept him inside. Information reached Dwarka. By whom? Obviously, Narada couriers. Perfectly. To enhance the sweetness of the pastime. And Ugrasen Maharaj was informed. And Maharaj Ugrasen was extremely angry, called a meeting. And he said, this must be avenged instantly. What do the Kauravas think? The Yadavas are simple, the Vrishnis are simple people. And instantly everyone wore armors and took their sword and said, yes, chalo. Balramji said, hey, hold on. Apne log hai. Sometimes, hota hai kabhi kabhi. Because he also speaking experience, Rukmi's time. He had done also broken some teeth and all that, but didn't kill many people. So during marriages these things happen. Tum log sab baitho, main sambhal lunga isko. He took some Kuru elders and some Brahmanas and he went. He said, I'll pacify usko. Sambhal, just pacify them and bring back. Don't worry. He went to Kurukshetra. He went to Hastinapur. He camped outside Hastinapur city in a beautiful garden and sent Uddhava. He said, Uddhava, just tell, get the feeling, pulse of Dhritarashtra. If he agrees, well and good. Otherwise, let's see what to do. Next action. So Uddhava went. And when the message reached that Balaramji has come, Duryodhana's guru, and very, very dear to the Kauravas, very amazingly. So, they all came with all paraphernalia for worship, and they worshipped Balaram. They glorified him, they asked each other's welfare. They know why, they know what has happened, but still, everything is going on. And after that, Balaramji gave the news of Maharaj Ugrasen's message. He said, now Sambha has been captured. Immediately he should be released along with Lakshmana, and we should go back, and you should also follow and make sure that everything goes smoothly. This is the order of Maharaj Ugrasen. Oh, the Kauravas are extremely angry. They said, what? These Vrishnis, these Yadavas, what do they think of themselves? Their royal insignia, we just actually looked the other way and allowed them to use our royal paraphernalia. From the time of Yayati, they were not allowed. The Kurus are the real rulers of the whole planet. You are simply simple tribal kings and all that. You people are becoming, it is like the shoe sitting on the head. We will not tolerate this nonsense. You can do what you want. And they went away. Imagine, everyone went away. Balaramji is looking. And after they all went away, Balaramji, you know, very great personalities, they generally don't become angry so easily. But when they become angry, it's not so easy to pacify them all. So his temperature was rising. As the Kurus went away, rising. He said, Oh, Krishna, the personality who brought Sudharma assembly from Indraloka, who brought the Parijata tree and established it in Dwarka, who is worshipped by these personalities, is not fit to accept the royal insignia. He is not fit to sit on the throne. The goddess of fortune worships him, and he is not fit to occupy the throne. He uses one very beautiful verse. He says, Yasyangri pankajara jokhila lokapalair maulyuttamair dhritamupasita tirtha tirtham brahma bhavo hamapiyasya kala kalaya shishcho dvahe machiramasya nrupasanam kwa. He says, the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, which is the source of holiness of all places of pilgrimage, is worshipped by all great demigods. The principal deities of all planets are engaged in his service, and they consider themselves most fortunate to take the dust on their own crowns. Brahma, Shiva, even Lakshmi and I are simply parts of his spiritual identity, and we carry the dust on our heads, and still Krishna is unfit to use the royal's insignia or sit on the throne. This is what is your conclusion? To hell with your worship to me. If this is how you treat Krishna, he could not tolerate. Even though he was worshipped and glorified, if Krishna's position was minimized, he would not compromise. He took his plow with all force, he just stuck it on the ground of Hastinapur, and you know, like Bhumi Pujan, he just plucked, the whole Hastinapur came away. And then he started dragging it to drown it in the Jamuna. And suddenly all were, you know, turned away from their, fell from their royal throne. Then they realized, even today Hastinapur is little bent like this, near the shore, if you see near the Ganga. It's because Balaramji had already almost dragged it. Everyone came, again took all paraphernalia, changed the vatis, and again came running. You know, sometimes after Mangalarti, Narsingarti, if there was only one plate, again you run and change and come back. They brought all of it again. Prabhu, cool down. We're just joking. We wanted to see your valor. We wanted your power to be exhibited. Aisa kuch nahi hai. They brought Lakshmana and Samba in front. Aarti played later. First both of them. Both safe. Just like hostages are brought, release our people. I said, please take and thoda veer ras ka adan pradan ho raha tha. Aap le jao, hum bhi aa rahe hain, ye log thoda dowry bhi le jao. And in this way, actually, Balaramji, very happily, he said, actually, he cooled, immediately cooled down. Amazingly, he was so favorable to Duryodhan. Very difficult to understand. Even a Vaishnava is difficult to understand. How can you understand Balaramji? And he left. Srila Prabhupada was also non-compromising and always eager to establish Krishna in his actual constitutional position. One time in Kumbh Mela, when he went, all these Akhada people, they come, different groups, and their leader is sitting on an elephant. They're going to take bath and all their followers are going. So one disciple told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, one day when ISKCON is also part of this Akhada, we'll put you on the elephant and we'll all come behind you. Instantly Prabhupada said, immediately, without any even second thought, he said, no, we'll put Krishna on the elephant and we will all go doing Harinam Sankirtan to take bath. Instantly. One time, when first time this society was being registered, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, a lady asked, why you are saying Krishna Consciousness? People will not understand. International Society for God Consciousness would be more non-sectarian and universal. Well, no. God is a very vague term. Different people have different understanding. You are God, I am God, light is God, fan is God. Very vague conception. Hodgepodge. Well, no compromise. Everyone should know who is God as per Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore he named his society International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In fact, his focus was so perfect on glorifying Krishna, the whole world after him knows this movement as the Hare Krishnas. This is a proof how much he was focused on exclusively glorifying Krishna. There are so many institutions. There are so many missions. Go by their founder's name. You don't know what, who they glorify. Because generally, as one devotee expressed, bhakti runs on two tracks of a railway. You know, railway track has two tracks, not a mono track. Mono track very easily, you know, can go here and there. Two tracks. What are the two tracks? Guru and Krishna. If you only take the Guru track and not Krishna, you become Mayavad. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. And if you take only Krishna without Guru, you become Sahajiya. So both the tracks. Sakshadharitvena samasta shastre. But kintu prabhoryah priya evatasya. Right here, Bhartiya Vidya Bhavan, there was a Gita Sammelan held and they had called Prabhupada. Shamsundar Prabhu was also here. And Prabhupada noticed that all the organizations were called and asked to speak about Gita. The lamp was lighted at the beginning. But there was no picture of Lord Krishna. Prabhupada was displeased. He said, they are talking about Bhagavad Gita conference here, Gita Sammelan, they are lighting a lamp, but there is no picture of Krishna. He said, this is impersonal, this is not good. In fact, when he went to the west to take the mission of Lord Chaitanya, even before completing Srimad Bhagavatam, he first wrote the Krishna book. Because he wanted to give Krishna to everyone. It's very interesting. He completed the Krishna book first. In case I am not able to complete the whole thing, let me give Krishna book first. What a visionary. What a focus. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. The third purpose. Prabhupada writes, to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, and thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Very clear. To bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity. Any organization can come together to each other. Members can come together to each other. But nearer to Krishna. And thus to develop them in the members and the humanity at large, that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead. Mamaivam sho jivaloke. Jiver swarup hoy Krishna nitya das. In this regard, Balaram ji, when Krishna left Vrindavan and the Brajvasis were extremely feeling separation from Krishna, to pacify them, to bring them, unite them, keeping Krishna in the center, with that intention, Balaram ji went to Vrindavan. Practically Vrindavan was a dead place. Everyone was like painted figure in the, you know, figures in the painting, just standing, in feeling separation. And that time Balaramji went there. Nanda and Yashoda, everyone was so happy. Though Krishna was not there, at least Balaram had come. Uddhava had just brought some letter, but Balaramji was very intimate part of Braj. And therefore, Nanda and Yashoda were very... Yashoda Mai made him sit on his lap and bathed him with tears, asking the welfare of everyone, asking his own welfare. And Balaramji also reciprocated with every, according to the relationship. He embraced his friends. He offered respects to the elders. He accepted worship of the youngers. And after that, he took rest. And in the evening, everyone, all the Brajvasis came together. He brought them together, nearer to each other. And his intention was to bring them closer to Krishna. Though, of course, they can never be separated from Krishna. But intensify their remembrance of Krishna. So he was asking. He was kind of... Everyone came and asking. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai started asking. Then one of the gopis came. And she said, "Does he remember his father and mother? Does he remember us who are bereft of his company now? I'm sure he must have forgotten us in the midst of the cultured ladies of Dwarka." ये सब गंवार लोग हैं. अभी तो शहर के अच्छे अच्छे स्त्रियां मिल गई हैं. उनके साथ रमण कर रहे होंगे. इसलिए हमें भूल गए होंगे. We make flower garlands every day and wait for him. And if he doesn't come, we simply cry. We gave up all our relationships, our parents, our friends, our relatives, for him, which are so difficult to give up in this world. But he left us all of a sudden without caring for our feelings, without even bothering a pinch about our feelings. He just left all of a sudden. He is so cunning and clever. He said a few words of pacification. "No, no, no, gopis, I can't repay you even in a day of Brahma." He just pacified us. And we, simple women that we are, we just believed him. But he simply cheated us and left. Another gopi said, "We are simple people, but he can't do the same with Dwarka women who are very clever and intelligent." Sher ki ladkiya hai, bahut hoshiyar ho. The third gopi said, "Oh no, 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 Krishna is so clever in using words. No one can beat him in that art. He talks so sweetly that any woman will easily fall for it. Plus, he has the art of smiling attractively." by one seeing his smile, women become mad after him and give themselves completely without hesitation. Another gopi said, what is the use of talking about Krishna? Let us talk about something else. If cruel Krishna can pass his time without us, we too will pass our time without him. Chal thoda parjalpa karte hain. Of course, then she said, heaving a big sigh, he can be happy without us, but we can't be happy without him. In this way, intensely discussing about Krishna, their feeling for Krishna became so intense, they became so absorbed, they were experiencing fully Krishna's smile, Krishna's words of love, Krishna's attractive features, his wonderful characteristics, his qualities, and his embraces. And they cried incessantly, intensifying their remembrance. And when we remember intensely, you can experience Krishna much more closely than even if you were to be standing next to you. Balaram spoke so tactfully about Krishna that everyone became fully satisfied. In fact, to pacify them, he stayed for 2 solid months. Gave them so many promises. Even as Nityananda, during the Chidadai festival, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there, all the devotees were there, and it is described, Sakala Lokera Chida, Purna Jabe Hoila, Dhyane Tabe Prabhu Mahaprabhu Re Anila. Nityananda Prabhu or Balaram is also called Sankarshan. You know why? One of the reasons why he is called Sankarshan? The Acharyas say he has the power to drag Krishna from wherever he is and bring it to us. And therefore when he remembered Krishna and when he remembered Lord Gauranga and offered the Chidadahi, Lord Gauranga came personally. Many of the devotees could see. Even it is described by another Acharya, Jiva Goswami I think, he said when Uddhava took the message of Krishna, but Balaram took the heart of Krishna, his words exact because he is non-different. When he spoke, he actually attracted Krishna and made the gopis experience Krishna's presence instantly. Sankarshan, he dragged Krishna. And therefore, he brought all of them closer together, nearer to Krishna. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he brought Krishna's message to each and everyone. And he expressed his desire that all his followers during Gaur Purnima, they all should go to Mayapur. Come together, nearer to each other and nearer to Krishna. At Kartik, he wanted all his disciples to come to Vrindavan, nearer to each other and closer to Krishna. So this is the third purpose. Then the there was another thing I was thinking. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada intensely called for Krishna to appear in his name and reciprocate with the people. If you have seen the kirtan of his at Tompkins Square Park. While he was chanting, if you see, he's totally oblivious to the surrounding. He's intensely closed his eyes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Going on. You can actually see how he is invoking Krishna's mercy, Krishna's presence. And what is the proof? Even these people who had no understanding, they felt so close to each other, nearer to Krishna. spontaneously they were dancing, katha ganam natyam gamanam. They were experiencing spiritual world. You can see that video. What intensely, you know, begging for Krishna, please come. Now you have sent me, now you have to come. Ek to mere ko bhej diya, prachar karne ke liye. Nachao, nachao, you told me to come here. Abhi tum nahi aayega to dekh, wapas aa jaunga. Something to that effect. And sure enough, Krishna, sadhavo hridayo mahyam, sadhunam hridayam toham. And such devotees who have dedicated their life, request not only for, not for selfish reason, just to give Krishna's mission. Why will Krishna not appear? The fourth purpose, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the fourth purpose that Srila Prabhupada mentions. Balaramji also had this purpose, to glorify the Sankirtan movement as revealed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur captures this in essence in that Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. Pati Ache Naam Hata Jivera Karan. And what is he going around? He says, Prabhura Agyaye Bhai Magiye Bhiksha. Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikha. Aparadho Shunya Hoy Laha Krishna Naam. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishnera Samsara Koro Chadi Anachar. Jive Daya, Krishna Naam, Sarva Dharma Sar. Keeping the Sankirtan movement of chanting the holy name of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada introduced the holy name. As I said, this movement is known as the Hare Krishnas. From the womb to the tomb, any function we chant Hare Krishna. In fact, he taught us the Swami step, which is the ultimate meditation. Karmana, manasa, vacha. Your mind, your body and your words are engaged in glorifying. That is meditation, the samadhi actually. And if you see those early kirtan videos, 26 Second Avenue and other places, you know, they're just swinging, totally absorbed. This is Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fifth purpose, to erect for the members of the society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. This is the fifth purpose. Balaramji, what to speak of establishing and erecting, he himself expands as a spiritual world. Actually, this temple is a manifestation of Balaramji. Actually, it's non-different. This is his expansion. Because he expands in so many different ways. As his shoes, as his seat, everything. Actually, even this Vyasasana is Balaramji. You may say, why are you sitting on top of it then? We have to use it for what it is meant for. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Cha Mahi Pashyati. One who sees Krishna everywhere, sees everything in Krishna. So when we use things for what it is meant for, then it is Krishnaized. It's energy of Krishna. So, Chhatra Paduka Shaya Upadhana Vasan Arama Avasa Yagya Sutra Singhasan Ehi Murti Bheda Kare Krishna Seva Kare Krishnero Sheshata Paiya Sheshanam Dhare. It is explained, Chhatra, the umbrella, is actually expansion of Balaramji. The paduka, the shoes, the footwear, shayya, the bed, the pillow, the clothes, the resting chair, the residence, the sacred thread, and the throne that Krishna sits on, is all an expansion of Balaramji. Ato murti bheda kari Krishna seva kare. This is how he expands and serves the Lord. Krishnero sheshata paiya shesha nama dhare. His one name is Shesha because he knows the ultimate end of service. Krishna is unlimited. He needs unlimited service. Only Balaram can compete with that and execute that service. Srila Prabhupada also expressed, my temples are in Vaikuntha. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj in one particular lecture explains how Srila Prabhupada was the ambassador from the spiritual world and he established embassies of the spiritual world in this material world. If you go to the embassy of a country in another country, if you see the embassies has, you know, the language they speak in the embassy, the paraphernalia, the stationery, the food, the pictures, the dress, everything is of that country. You feel when you enter the embassy that you have practically entered that country. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada said, my temples are in Vaikuntha. What is the language that Vaikuntha Vasis speak? Anyone knows what language they speak in Vaikuntha? Sanskrit. Sanskrit, which language? Vaikuntha language. If it is Sanskrit, then you have to learn. If you want to go to Europe, you have to TOEFL, you know, America. Test of English as foreign language. Unless you do, you can't go there. Otherwise, you will be like a... You will not be able to talk. TOEFL. Test of Sanskrit as foreign language, something you have to pass. If you want to go to Vaikuntha. And from there, if you go to Golok, you have to learn Brajbhasha. Otherwise, you have no entry. Srila Prabhupada taught us the Vaikuntha language. What is that language? A language of gratitude. A language of appreciation and respect. Tatenukampam sushamikshamano. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In all situations, thank you. Tranadapi suniche nataru. Simply appreciating each other, respecting each other, Prabhuji and Mataji. This language was a little unknown. I'm very scared to refer somebody to as Mataji newly. They get very disturbed. Why, my Mataji? One lady recently I told, Mataji, don't call me Mataji. Call me by my first name. And then she said, see, I'm not so advanced. This is too much for me. But this is Vaikuntha language. Everyone thinks himself a servant. What is the dress code of Vaikuntha? Sari and Prabhuji's? Kurta is not allowed, huh? Only dhoti and uttariya. The dress of Vaikuntha is everyone is decorated with wonderful qualities. Narasya abharanam rupam, rupasya abharanam gunaha, gunasya abharanam jnanam, jnanasya abharanam kshama. Everyone is decorated with wonderful Vaishnava qualities. Actually, Vaishnava etiquette is called ornament of a devotee. So when you go to Vaikuntha, when people come into such an atmosphere and hear this language, which is so foreign, see this particular qualities, decoration of these qualities, which is practically unknown. Or even if it is, it's very superficial. And nobody wants to follow it because they may be exploited if they actually start following those qualities. No, Prabhuji, I am your servant. Tell me some service. Aaja andar. Seva dekha. Bata do tere ko seva. What is the diet? Yajna shishta asina sando mucchande sarva kilbishe. That is the nourishment. Not only that, only hearing and chanting is also the nourishment. This is the diet. Because there in the Vaikuntha world, there is no hunger and thirst. Their nourishment is hearing and chanting. What is the activity? Katha, ganam, natyam, gamanam. Every word is a song because it is glorifying the Lord. Every step is a dance because step is being taken to glorify the Lord. If you go to the next room and see the beautiful darshan today, thanks to all the devotees who were involved. Amazing. When I walked, I was thinking that this is second Sharad Purnima. You know, such a amazing. Oh, everything simply to glorify Radha and Krishna. And what is the mood? The mood is there is no envy and everyone is trying to serve each other. Yatra nai sarga durvairaha sahasan mrigadayaha mitrani vajita vasa drutaruttarshakadikam. Well, Lord Chaitanya was passing through the jungle of Jharikhanda and saw tigers embracing the deer. He remembered Vrindavan. Because the natural enmity that is there, envy and, you know, qualities of the material world, was absent there in the presence of Lord Chaitanya. And that is only possible when there is coming together for the purpose of purification of the heart and glorification of the Lord. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada not only expected or expressed, but actually did erect for the members of the society and the society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. The sixth purpose, to bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. Now Krishna and Balaram, when they were in Vrindavan, as soon as that Ulkhal Bandhan Leela and the tree fell, Nanda Maharaj had a meeting with all the elders and decided we should leave now Gokul and we should go to Vrindavan. And when they came to Vrindavan, that was the time they had grown up, Krishna and Balaram. So they were asked to tend cows now. And they went into the forest. And it is described in two verses what Krishna and Balaram, the supreme personality of Godheads, would do. What kind of games they would play. Kvachidvadayato venum kshepanai kshipatah kvachid kvachit padai kinkini bhihi kvachit kritrimago vrishaihi vrishayamanau nardantau yuyudhate parasparam anukrutyarutair jantush cheratuh prakritau yatha kvachidvadayato venum. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram, for entertainment, would play on the flute, a bamboo stick with some holes in it. You know, guitar. It's not all kinds of other things. It's just a bamboo stick with some holes. Kshepanai kshipata kochit. Kshepanai means they would use something to throw the stones. Sometimes catapult, you know, they take rope and throw the stones like that. Bring down the fruits. This was their game. Kochit padai kink, they will take bale fruit and others and kick and play football. Kochit kritrima grover shaihi, they would put blanket upon themselves and become cows and bulls. Vrishayamano nardanto, sometimes they would roar like a bull or sometimes like a cow and they would fight with each other. Anukritya rujair jantus, and they would imitate all kinds of kujat kokila hamsa sarasa kirane mayura, and sometimes cows and bulls. They would imitate all the sounds. Cheratuhu prakritu, they moved along as if they were ordinary children. Giriraj Maharaj had come here and he made a very interesting statement. He said, Vrindavan is Krishna's supreme personality of Godhead house. When a rich man, if you go to his house, he has the best products in the whole, whatever he can afford, he has it at his home, isn't it? You go to Salar Jung Museum in Hyderabad, this Nizam, he has the best ingredients all over the world demonstrated at home. Krishna, the Supreme Personality, what are the opulences? The clay of Vrindavan, that's how they decorate. The peacock feather, some natural jewels. And the fruits and berries, this is their decoration. So Giriraj Maharaj was saying, true opulences of Vrindavan is natural products and sweet relationships. This is the real opulence. Think about it. Natural products. Today costliest thing are natural products. You don't get it anymore. Natural air, only very rich can afford to go outside somewhere to such a place where it is unaffected by pollution and breathe some fresh air and come back for an outing. Natural water, even Himalayas, it is not available. Almost. Spring, straight from the spring. Natural food. But in Vrindavan, everything is so natural. And sweet relationships. It is Prema Madhuri and Leela Madhuri, which is not even found in Vaikuntha. Such sweet devotees like Mother Yashoda, who is ready to die a million death to relieve Krishna of one drop of sweat. She is ready to die a million deaths. How much love, how much affection, and Krishna is also ready to die for them. Srila Prabhupada was once told, he was telling, Balti Mataji was actually telling this. He said, just see, they are ready to die for me. And Srila Prabhupada also ready to die for them. He raised two heart attacks, everything to go there. Therefore they could experience that love, that affection. Krishna centered love and affection. And true, Srila Prabhupada also wanted, he wanted these communities, farm communities. One disciple of Prabhupada was telling, had we only truly stuck to what Srila Prabhupada's instruction and vision was for natural and self-sustainable communities, today the whole world would be coming at our doorsteps to learn the know-how. We don't have to go out to preach. They would come at our doorsteps to request and beg. Please tell us how to live off the land, self-sufficiency, totally out of, you know, with this. Everyone knows this is futile. This culture, this whole civilization is futile. It is collapsing. But people have no alternative. They need a role model. And Srila Prabhupada, as a visionary, had given it at that time. Seventh purpose, the last purpose. Prabhupada writes, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books and other writings. Lord Balaram is actually the abode of the glorification of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and also Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions, Sahasravadane kare Krishna gunagan, niravadhi gunagana antanahi paan. Sahasravadane kare Krishna gunagan, ananta, expansion of Balaram. Sahasravadane kare Krishna gunagan, with a thousand mouths he is glorifying. Niravadhi gunagan antanahi paan. He is not able to still reach the end of glorification of the Lord. Sanakadi bhagavata shuneyar mukhe, Bhagavan era guna kahe, bhase prema sukhe. Sanaka and Sanatana, etc., they hear also Bhagavat from Balaram's mouth. And Bhagavan era guna kahe, bhase prema sukhe. Lord Balaram's happiness is simply to glorify Krishna. Sahasra vadana vando Prabhu Balaram, yahara sahasra mukhe, Krishna yashodham. Maharatna Thuijena Mahapriyasthane Yashoratna Bhandarasi Ananta Vadane. he says, Maharatna, if you have a very precious jewel, you keep it in a very precious place, or a very, very safe place. Maharatna Thui, Thui means to keep. Jena, Mahapriyasthane, very safe place, safe deposit, lockers. Similarly, Yashoratna Bhandara, Shri Ananta Vadane. Krishna's glorification, the jewel, is kept in the Vadana of Ananta, Ananta's tongue.
Ishtadeva Vandamora Nityananda Rai, Chaitanya Kirti Spure Jahara Krupai.
If anyone is able to glorify Gauranga or Krishna, we must know that it is empowerment by Lord Balaram. Otherwise, it is impossible to glorify. In fact, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was inspired to write by Balaramji, under the instruction of Balaramji. He told him, go to Vrindavan, everything you will achieve there. He inspired Krishnadas, Vrindavandas Thakur. Therefore, the whole first chapter he dedicates, Vrindavandas Thakur glorifies Balaramji. He said, I have to restrain myself because I am supposed to speak Gaurangal's Leela. Otherwise, I can go on glorifying Balaram. How merciful he is. Srila Prabhupada not only wrote, he followed. In fact, he made BBT, his Bhaktivedanta purports, as a separate organization. In case ISKCON doesn't move ahead for some reason, the books will go on forever. These books are actually hope for the humanity at large. Somebody may pick it up and build it up again. And recently, there was a professor from Ahmedabad teaching us Sanskrit. He has taken a vow in his life to teach 1 lakh people Sanskrit and some Sanskrit and one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is his life's mission. And he started at the age of 24. He was a professor. Now he is 52 years and he has completed 62,000 students. He was telling us. And he said, I travel all over the world. Africans, Europeans, Australians, Americans, wherever I go, the only invitation I get is through ISKCON people. And we are only teaching, but Srila Prabhupada made people live Bhagavad Gita, which is so unimaginable. Unimaginable. Even we Indians, we don't know Bhagavad Gita. What to speak of living Bhagavad Gita. Most of the devotees, most of the people. That was Srila Prabhupada's contribution. Coming from his mouth, my appreciation increased. And Srila Prabhupada not only gave the BBT, but gave the ISKCON. It's like a book and a practical laboratory. By coming to the laboratory, your faith in the theory increases. This is the practical application. An organization which lives those books. There are three things I thought comparing Balaramji to Srila Prabhupada, an empowered personality by Balaram. Balaram, as Ananta, carries the universes, millions of universes on his head, and it seems like mustard seeds to him due to his absorption in the glorification of the Lord. Can you imagine? Burden of the universes is no burden to him because he is so absorbed in remembering Krishna. I was thinking Srila Prabhupada, empowered by Balaram, carried the whole burden of ISKCON, managing ISKCON. How could he do it? Practically, effortlessly, it seemed. He was writing books whole night, managing everything, preaching, inspiring, traveling. Unless Krishna Shakti Vinana Hetar Pravartan. It's impossible until and unless empowered by Balaram to execute Krishna's work. Balaram played and served in all the roles in Krishna Leela in different rasas. It is described, Kabhu Guru, Kabhu Sakha, Kabhu Bhrutya Leela, Purbe Jena Tina Bhave Braje Koila Khela. Three ways Balaram served Krishna. Kabhu Guru, He was a guru of Krishna, kabhu sakha, friend, and kabhu bhritya, servant. I was thinking Srila Prabhupada played and served in all the roles to serve the devotees. Sometimes guru, sometimes friend, sometimes their servant. Servant of theirs. He told them, you are assisting my Guru Maharaj. I am trying to serve you. Krishna sent Balaram first to prepare for his appearance. Today is Balaram Jayanti. I would like to conclude with, you know, Balaram's appearance. Krishna first sent Balaram in the womb of Devaki to prepare. Because Shadgarbha had come. Tu bolo usko thoda saaf aap karke, maha cleaning karo. Maha cleaning karne ke baad main aaunga. Similarly, Krishna first sent Prabhupada. Individually and collectively prepare these fellows. And then I will come. And Srila Prabhupada gave the message of Krishna first. Gave the process of Krishna consciousness. Cheto darpana marjanam. And after cleansing the heart, devotees developed a desire to invite the Lord into their heart. Invite the Lord into their midst. And thus, make their heart into a temple. Make their homes into a temple. Make their community to serve within a temple. How many temples manifested after Srila Prabhupada's preaching? Otherwise, Krishna temple was practically unknown in the Western world. Even here, practically. Or even if it was there, very superficial, ritualistic. Nobody really knew the position of Krishna. And now I am absolutely coming to a conclusion. Sometimes pravachan kas are very expert. Finally, and lastly, and to conclude. Arey Maharaj, kitna baar bologe ho, karoge? Therefore, I didn't use the word concluding. Now I am using. How do we actually receive the mercy of Shri Balaramji? What best way to understand than a person who has 100% received the mercy of Nityananda Balaram? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Hearing from his mouth, he says, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram Yahara Kripate Painu Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jaya Nityananda, who is the expansion of Nityananda Ram, Balaram, who is always Nityananda, always absorbed. Yahara Kripate Painu Vrindavana Dham. If at all you know something about Vrindavana Dham, if you are able to achieve Vrindavana Dham, know for sure that Nityananda Prabhu has been very merciful. Balaram, without Balaram's mercy, you can't actually understand Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Kripamoy Jaha Hoite Painu Rupa Sanatana Ashray. It is only by Nityananda's mercy, who is very merciful, Kripamoy Jaha Hoite Painu Rupa Sanatana Ashray. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Tabe Hama Bujhavose Jugala Piriti. Without the mercy of Rupa Raghunath, and he also says, Jaha Hoite Painu Raghunatha Mahashay, Jaha Hoite Painu Siswa Rupa Re Ashray. Unless we follow the six Goswamis, when will Nityananda Prabhu give his mercy? Nitai Karuna Hoile Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. Nitayar Karuna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. So it's by Nityananda Prabhu, the Adi Guru, who refers us to his external expansion in the parampara. And our main Shiksha Gurus are the six Goswamis. That's why he's telling, Jaya Jaya, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Kripamay, Yaha Hoite Painu Rupa Sanatana Ashray, Yaha Hoite Painu Raghunatha Mahashay, Yaha Hoite Painu Shiswarupara Ashray, Sanatana Krupaye Painu Bhaktira Siddhanta, Shirupa Krupaye Painu Bhaktira Sapranta. Sanatana Krupaye Painu Bhaktira Siddhanta. He is our Sambandha Acharya. We didn't know who Krishna is. We don't know who we are. We don't know what our relationship is. Sambandh Gyan, by Sanatan Goswami's mercy, we understood. Shri Rupa Krupaye Painu Bhakti Rasa Pranta. Only by Rupa Goswami's mercy, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we actually understand how to render devotional service. What actually is devotional service? What will please Krishna?
Jai Jai Nityananda Charanaravinda Jaha Haite Painu Sri Radha Govinda.
It's only by Nityananda mercies, Nityananda's mercy or Balaram's mercy that I have got Radha Govinda.
Jagai Madhai Haite Mui Se Papishtha Purishera Kita Haite Mui Se Laghishtha.
Moranama Shune Jai Tar Punyakshay Moranama Laye Jai Tar Papa Hai. Out of his intense humility. Sometimes we think, is it really possible to feel humble like that? We may express. But when compared to the glory of Nityananda, you actually see your insignificance. And in that mood, he says,
Emano nirghrano more keva kripa kore, eka Nityananda binu jagata bhitare.
Amano nirghrana more. I am such a fallen person. Keva kripa. Who will ever deliver? Who will ever deliver such a rascal?
Eka nityananda vino jagata bhitare.
I don't see anyone else other than patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Aha prabhu nityananda, premananda sukhi. Kripa avalokana karo. Ami bada dukhi.
Primamatta Nityananda Kripaya Avatar Uttama Adhama Kichu Nakare Vichar.
He is so merciful, he doesn't see Patra Patra Nadekhe Sthana Sthan Jai Jaha Paaye Taha Kare Premadan. And he concludes by saying, he concludes, not I. He concludes this section by saying,
Je Aage Padoye Tare Karoye Nistar.
Je aage padoye, if you simply just fall at his feet, je aage padoye, tare koroye nistar, as soon as Madhai fell at the feet of Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya said, you rascal, I can never forget you. I can never forgive you. Because you have beaten my dear Nityananda, who is my own body, who is more dear to me than my own body. You fall at his feet. If he is merciful, I will deliver you also.
Je aage padoye tare karoye nistar, atayeva nistarila mohena durachar.
Therefore I am delivered. And I was thinking after reading this. Balaram, as a true servant, takes the mood of the master. And that is, Kaliyuga, Krishna comes as Chaitanya and Balaram comes as Nityananda. The same Balaram who took a piece of grass and cut Roma Harshan. Today nobody, I had dare not sit here. If Balaram comes here, if he's seeing, if I am still speaking, it is because he's come as Nityananda. If he had come as Balaram, this rascal, I know what he does all day. Bada aata hai pravachan dene ke liye. This is second Roma Harshan I sitting here. So in Kali Yuga he comes as the most merciful. Dante Trinadhari, he holds that same grass in his mouth and falls at the feet of everyone. Bhaja Gaurango, Kaho Gaurango, Laho Gaurangire Namre, Jejana. Jare Dekhe Tare Kahe Dante Trinadhari, Amare Kinya Laho Bolo Gaurahari. He said, just buy me. You can buy me out if you simply chant my Lord's name, Gauranga's name, Krishna's name. Akbar dekhle chakhe jal, akbar dekhle chakhe jal, Gaur bole nitai den sakala sambhar. If we, chakhe jal means clear tears in the eyes. Not the glycerin ones. Tears in the eyes means with deep repentance. If he can cry out Gauranga's name, begging the mercy of Nityananda, Balaram, he can give us the bala, the inner strength to say no
to all the temptations, to all the distractions, to all the millions of obstacles. Kalau doshanidhe rajan. And that comes by simply holy name. The process that they have given. Chitrau shandau tamonudau. They give the benediction and remove the darkness by the process of the congregational chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Jai Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi, Hare Hare.